Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
And Medicare.
Ma'am?
I said, are you from Medicare?
No, ma'am. I'm not with Medicare.
Because that's who I called.
Well, you may have had the wrong number, but I know I'm not with Medicare. So yeah, it may have been a
Who?
wrong number.
Well, no, who are you from? I mean, where? What
Okay,
are
so
you calling for?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies, but your name and number was left in the system for a callback, so I was returning your call. But if you're saying that you was meant to call Medicare, I know we're not Medicare. We're not affiliated with Medicare.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Can well, do you know? Let me give you my name.
Okay, give me your zip code.
66781.
You said 66781.
Yes.
First and last name.
Carla Hubbard.
You said Carla Herbert.
Hubbard, Carla with a K.
Hold on, so KARLA. And last name, can you spell it?
HHUBBARD.
Okay, so when I put your first and last name, nothing pulled up registering under you. But hold on, what was that zip code again? I just want to show here. What's your zip code again?
66781.
Yes, ma'am. So when I pull it up, is it a possibility it could be under a spouse name or child? Okay, so are you familiar with a Robert Herbert?
That's my husband.
Okay, so I'm just, 'cause that's the only account I'm showing when I put the zip code in, is one registered under his name.
And what's that? What account for what?
Okay, so I need you to verify the full shipping address before I can enter the account.
For shipping? I have no idea. Is that
Yeah.
after the zip code?
No, it's the street address. You know, I have the street address and the street number address, the shipping address.
Yeah, 9/11 South Washington in Weir, Kansas.
Okay, so it's pulling up here. Cause yeah, the account is registered under your husband, Robert Herbert. And I show here where on August the 31st, he entered to win our toolbox. He paid the $5.74. And also it came with like a HeroBot fitness app or HeroBot app. And so I show here where yes, with the sweepstakes entry is stated, it comes with a monthly membership where he can get charged $56.95 each month. And in return, he'll receive a $125 voucher, as well as his chances of winning does increase. Also, with that HeroBot, it comes with its own separate membership of that $39.99. So that's what you show as well.
So what happened to the free toolbox that he wanted?
Yeah, see, the winners are announced at the end of each month. And so if he doesn't win, that's when the voucher is sent out, and then his chances of winning increases for that next month. Yes, ma'am. Ma'am.
Right.
Hold on, your phone broke up when you sent some. Can you repeat that?
A second.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I didn't know if it was being taken out of my account or what. Or is something being taken out of my account?
Yes, well, I'm showing here the MasterCard ending in 2234. That's the card that he has on file. And so his monthly membership of the $56.95 is taken from that MasterCard. And also the $39.99 has been taken out of that MasterCard as well. But that's the card he got on file. The MasterCard that ends in 2234.
Okay, well, take it out.
So you want me to just cancel the memberships?
What's the membership to?
Okay, so the $56.95 gets him a $125 voucher each month, and his chances of winning the toolbox does increase. And then the $39.99 is for the hero buy.
Yeah, cancel that.
Okay.
Is there? I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
Is there any way I can get that money back?
I can see what we can do on the two most recent charges, you know, the $39.99 and the $56.95.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see what we're able to do about the most recent ones.
Yeah, that would help me greatly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, yes, ma'am. So, I have successfully gotten the account canceled. Now, in regards to both of those charts, the most recent two, yes, we'll be happy to credit you a 35% refund on both of those charges.
I'll say that again.
So, we'll be happy to credit you a 35% refund on both of those most recent charges. So, it'll be 35% on the $56.95 and 35% on the $39.99.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here.
And you got my right card number.
Well, we're only going to refund it to the card that we got on file, the one that was taken from.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just getting that refund processed. And then I can provide you with a cancellation number.
Okay. I'm a pen.
Okay. I'm still here just trying to get this process.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
He just needs to be more. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just making sure that the account is notated. And then also, now the refunds, they were successful. It takes 3 to 5 business days for them to reflect back on the account. But again, they both were successful, just allowed a 3 to 5 business days in order for them to fully reflect.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it snowing where you're at?
No, it's actually pretty, it's not cold and it's not hot, so the weather changes every day. But, I mean, I was successfully able to get the account canceled, and here's the confirmation number that the account was canceled out, and also that your refunds was successful, again, allowed a 3 to 5 business days. But let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So for the one that's $39.99, that confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 262-971.
Hold on.
Okay.
C262-971-959.
Yes, ma'am. Now, for the one that's $56.95, that confirmation number is C as in Charlie. 262-493-306.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, was there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.